protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
It's up.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome inside, at least for me, not for Bradley Sal, the Riverland Roofing Studios, New Albany branch. Riverland Roofing, for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. Brad is back for a big week in the Ole Miss community, across the board. I'm just going to put it that way. It's a great week. It's a good week. And Brad felt like he had to make his return, and hopefully this becomes a weekly thing again. I'm pushing him, folks. So if you really want to pressure him, go to Rebel Grove, the Ole Miss On 3 site. Go to the Ole Miss On 3 site. Just Google that. Sign up for $1. Brad's there under at OM Sal, I think is his handle, and he's talking and talking and talking, and he's going to be talking and talking and talking more, and hopefully have him back talking on Talk of Champions, this podcast, every single week, if not more. So that's something we're working on. Pressure him on the Ole Miss On 3 site. Pressure him on Twitter. He's not on Twitter, but drop it in my mention so I can screenshot it and send it to him. Brad, my friend, how we doing?
Good, man. Just trying to sell some trailers, you know, trying to get the daily grind going. Obviously excited about some Ole Miss football, I can tell you that.
Ole Miss is 5-0, 3-0 in the SEC, off this week, returns when it hosts Washington State on Saturday, October 11th. As Ole Miss is now 5 full weeks into this, the Trinidad Chambliss story is an obvious one. He's certainly been nothing short of impressive and dynamic in 3 consecutive starts. The first SEC quarterback in history with 3 consecutive starts to start a career of 300 yards passing at least, and at least 50 yards rushing, a dynamic two-way threat. And now in the Heisman conversation, all over the place, wherever you get that, you know, information. For me, it's BetMGM. He's right now plus 1,500 as Trinidad Chambliss for the Heisman after the win, the 24-19 win over LSU. And that comes from when he was unranked. So now he's got the 9th highest odds and Ole Miss is undefeated. What's your assessment so far from what you've seen about these Rebels? You buying Ole Miss is a legitimate national championship contender? They're ranked number 4 this week.
Man, I tell you what, I think myself and everybody else is pretty shocked with that, what they've looked like so far. Man, I just think that it's something weird. I think I posted this on the board too. It's something about just having a team full of solid players compared to, you know, superstars, which I think we got some great players on the team. I think last year we had more superstars, so to speak. But something about a team full of depth and really good players that are playing really hard, they look better this year to me. We had questions about the defense, and last week they come out and defense was awesome. I mean, they really were. And then the whole emergence of Trinidad, I mean, it's just been it's the best story in college football. I knew this week after that win it would blow up a little more, but I've been eyeing it close. I'm telling you, man, that this is not a fluke. Watch the film. Watch the kid play. He is making dang good throws. He's taking care of the ball. He's staying poised. Dude, I'm telling you, he's the best story in college football right now. Will he maybe have a bad game? Maybe. But to me, just seeing what he's done so far, you look at some of the reads. Go look at that third down throw and ask any coach how big time that was, that 3rd and 14 that he hit over the middle. And he went through all his reads. He goes through all his reads. He's great with his legs. I'm telling you, the kid's legit. He is a legit player. This is not a fluke. The kid can play, and it's all over the film. I just love how he never gets rattled. He's never played in some of these environments in these stadiums, but man, the kid just doesn't get rattled. I mean, he had one bad play that was kind of a 50-50 ball, which he made the right read, where he got it was intercepted this past week. But other than that, man, the kid's been just rock solid. So, it's unreal. I can't believe what I'm seeing. I'm being dead serious. I think we got what it takes to surprise and make a run. The biggest thing in our schedule This Oklahoma and Georgia stretch is by far, if we can go 1-1 in that, we're going 11-1 this year. If we can go 1-1 in that, we're going 11-1. We win them both, we may go undefeated. I mean, after those two games are going to be the biggest test. And realistically, I mean, even if you did lose both of them, you still could win out. If you look at the schedule, we should be favored in every game after that, as long as we take care of business, don't have one of those hiccup games. If we can win one of those, we're going this year.
The third most difficult remaining opponent, in my opinion, for Ole Miss is Mississippi State. They've been playing good football. And look, Jeff Lebby's your guy. Y'all are friends. Yep. When he was the OC at Ole Miss, you went and worked under him briefly at Mississippi State. And man, to see how far, like, and you make a really good point, and this is what I'm kind of getting to. The star power might not be what it was for Ole Miss as it was last year. But the depth of options and really solid football players all playing together and playing hard and having a dearth of that, like a wealth of that many players, good, solid players. And I think you're seeing some of that kind of just overwhelming competency across the board for Jeff Lebby and Mississippi State. So that game's going to be hard as hell for Ole Miss. It's going to be hard. It is. But now, I mean, they look like they're trending in the right direction too. So if you're Ole Miss, I agree with you. This is the biggest stretch, Georgia and Oklahoma after Washington State. But the Egg Bowl is suddenly one that you have to watch, especially since it's in Starkville. We know how that goes. That's one that Ole Miss has to really pay attention to because your boy Jeff, he's really doing great work down there.
Yeah, he is. I mean, Jeff's a great coach. I don't, you know, it is. To me, I don't have any ill feelings about him being at State versus Ole Miss, all that. Man, the dude's a good football coach. He is. I was with him 8 months. And as far as knowing offense, dude, there it doesn't get any better. If he ever gets the talent, you see what he does when he's at Oklahoma's. He's at the Ole Misses that have a ton of talent. If they ever accumulate the talent down there, he is a good enough offensive mind to really win down there, which he's doing a great job this year. I thought, you know, Tennessee, they had a chance to win them. That's going to be a very tough game. But one thing,
I picked them to win that game, Brad, and they were so close, dude.
No
they
doubt.
Were so close.
No doubt. And one thing that I like on our side, though, and I've given him hell over the years, but I absolutely love him now. Man, something about Lane Kiffin football teams. It's just every time as an Ole Miss fan, we've been jaded over the years, and oh shit, and when's it gonna go bad? You know, when's it gonna? It just doesn't. It just hasn't. You know, he's finding a way to win these games. You look at the beginning of the LSU game. I told my dad, I said, hey man, years ago when LSU, if we just had a game like that years ago, LSU would have scored 7, and before we freaking got that second sip in, it had been 24-7. We'd had a big letdown game. But it's something about the way Lane, you know, the way he called plays last week was, I mean, it was diabolical. I mean, it was crazy how good he was, you know, mixing up, especially you look at the amount of wide open that fourth down. I don't know if it's fourth down or third down, whatever, whenever Caden Lee scored that touchdown. That was the best drive I've seen in his era. I mean, it was crazy how we worked the ball down the field. But it's just something about these Lane Kiffin coach teams, man. He knows ball. He's a good offensive mind. He's just that the letdown. I think the letdown days are over, which is crazy to say. We're just a good prepared team. If we lose games, it's because we lost the game. It's not really because we were unprepared or we had that letdown game. It's just he's a good football coach, and there's no other way to put it.
Trinidad is such an unprecedented story, and you played not only 4 years at Ole Miss, but you know, or 5 years at Ole Miss, and then went into the pros and played 8 years in the NFL. But these kind of stories, a zero-star recruit, Division II transfer, that you just do not see this anymore. You don't see these kind of stories anymore. And I'm not saying he is this player, but I just heard the comp, even from Lane Kiffin mentioning Russell Wilson. No one's saying he's Russell Wilson, but as far as his build and kind of his playmaking and the way his game translates, has a lot of traits that are similar to Russell Wilson. And you played with Russ in Seattle. What do they mean by that in terms of the traits with Trinidad? Why would he draw that kind of comparison outside of the obvious, which is he doesn't have elite height. He's 6 foot, 6'1", but the gamesmanship, the competitiveness, and his ability to always make the right read seems very Russ-like.
Whenever you watch quarterbacks, or when you watch players in general, as a coach, as a fan, or people that really know ball, there's like that it factor about him. Russell Wilson was always that guy that he just has that, the way he carries himself. You just feel comfortable when you're running out of the tunnel with a Russell Wilson, a guy who prepares like that, a guy who just the way he carries himself when he's competing and playing, it just looks different. There's some guys that just don't have that it. They're great talents. You look like a Jackson Arnold, who's like a 5-star, and there's no knock on Jackson Arnold. You look at the way he carries himself. He was a great talent. He's a 5-star guy, but this just doesn't have like that it about him when he's playing football. Something about Trinidad when he's out there, like he just looks and carries himself like a winner. It's a natural thing. Not every great player has the it. The kid has the it about him. I mean, you can just tell by the way he's carrying himself, though, how poised he stays. He's never too high, never too that not real emotional out there. Like that's something that's a natural thing that you only can, you only can pray. But it's just not a deal that everybody carries, and he carries it. Russell Wilson the same way. Anytime you're coming out of the tunnel with him and other players, and there's Richard Sherman type guys, there's guys over the years I've kind of tunnel with that you're just like Larry Fitzgerald's, man, I'm really glad to be walking out next to this guy. There's something about him. Like he just when he's out there, he ain't loud. He ain't out there freaking celebrating, doing all stuff. He's just a baller. Like, you know, when the ball comes his way, he's catching. You know, whenever you need him on third down, he's going to juke the defender. He's going to make that big run. That's what the kid has. And that's why it's going to be extremely tough to, whenever the Simmons comes back. I mean, dude, it's the kid's legit, man. I'm telling you. And until he shows me different, he's got that it, and he's got the experience. He's got the age. He's built for this team right now.
When you think about the Austin stuff, Austin's handled himself extraordinarily well. I mean, I saw him celebrating like it was his, he was the one that led Ole Miss to the win over LSU with Trinidad after the game. He's been a great teammate. Some rumblings that his dad is unhappy. All of those things are going to be considerations. Can you hold on to Austin? If it continues like this, Trinidad isn't going to not be the starting quarterback. I mean, if he's a Heisman candidate and leading you to undefeated, I mean, to 1-0 every single week, I should say, because there's a better chance than not that they're going to drop a game or two. It's going to be impossible to take him out, but that doesn't mean anything in relation to Austin and what he is as a player, how Ole Miss views him, how everyone views him. And I think that's one thing that people need to keep in mind. This doesn't have to be a celebration or a recognition or pointing to Austin some type of failure. This has nothing to do with failure. It's individual. It's a great individual success story. And I hope Austin and his dad in particular can hold on to that, like you're still, everything is still in front of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if you don't get your job back this year, which is a very realistic possibility, if not the most likely outcome at this point with how Trinidad is performing.
Yeah, listen, common day nature is to run off, cry, and complain. I mean, the kid's still young. Austin Simmons maybe 19, if that. You could easily at this point, you could easily, you don't want this to happen. You can use him as a backup. You can easily redshirt him, and he's still got 3 years left. After that, so it's not, it shouldn't be looked at like that. I mean, Trinidad's dealing with every kid, what every coach, every dad, every kid is taught, should be taught is, hey, man, when you get your opportunity, make it damn hard for them to take you out. And the same thing I tell my kid all the time. You're never going to tell me, you're never going to come to me and complain about the coach. You're never going to complain to me about playing time. We're only going to focus on yourself. And if somebody's playing in front of you, you're going to be the best teammate ever. It doesn't matter, because I promise you, people that carry themselves like that and don't whine, don't worry about, hey, so if somebody's in front of you, they're in front of you. I dealt with it my whole life in the NFL, But when it's your time, and you got to make it hard for them to play. It's your job to make it hard. But that's what he's done. And there's nothing against Austin Simmons. Austin Simmons will start for half the team's SEC right now. There's people that would beg for him. But at the end of the day, the other guys came in and done well. Be a great teammate. It's nothing against you. You still have a ton of time left. This kid served his time through the ranks. Same thing. You look at what happened with what's the kid that's at Set Bennett, Stetson Bennett. Same kind of path out of nowhere, right? These kids work there. He stayed the path. He stayed the course. He had to do D2. He did it the hard way. So his level of appreciation for where he's at right now is it's hard to match that. It's hard to beat off a kid or to beat out a kid that
There you go.
sorry. It's hard to beat out a kid that has been through that tough of a path. So he's built for it, man. And it's one of those deals where to me, I would think less of Simmons if he ran off and transferred, knowing that it's likely his job next year. Anyways, if he stays the course, this is part of the development, right? Hey, stay healthy, when it's your turn, ball out. It's just part of the development. So to me, I would think a little less if he ran off and did leave. Because hell, Trinidad could get hit, second quarter next week, and now it's your turn. So don't be out there pouting. That's big league ball. That's what it's that's this is what this life. That's what happens in life. There is always somebody better than you. Just know that no matter how good you think you are, there's always somebody out there that could be just as valuable or better than you, or the next man's always coming. So it's just the way it goes.
Ole Miss fans, football season is in full swing. and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. Playing on Underdog is easy. Simply pick whether your favorite players in any sport will go higher or lower on stats. For Ole Miss, that's touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Think Ole Miss quarterback Trinidad Chambliss will go over or under 2.5 combined touchdowns this week. I did too. It's why I made my picks on Underdog, the place to win money all season long. Ole Miss greats DK Metcalf and A.J. Brown have been winning picks all season long in the NFL. Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash, and you can play with as little as $1. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code, CHAMPIONS, to score $100 in bonus funds or entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks. Win money.
Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See UnderdogFantasy.com for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
The perspective I hope he keeps is that put yourself in Trinidad Chambliss' shoes, right? And I think Austin has done this. I'm not talking about Austin, but just all the people involved with Austin and his future and decision-making. Think about the hard road he had to walk and everything he had to get for himself. You know what I mean? He's getting his opportunity. Celebrate that. If the worst of it is your trial, he went through much more difficult trials than Austin has at this point in his career. If your trial, Austin, is you have to just wait another year to start again,
Yeah, I
mean, you should consider yourself fortunate, blessed. You should be thankful for that because in the eyes of Ole Miss, there is nothing that has changed about Austin Simmons, nothing at all. It's just in the context of this particular season, Trinidad Chambliss has checked every single box. But moving on from the quarterback conversation and all of that kind of stuff, you're a former offensive lineman, again, 8 years in the NFL after starting for multiple years at Ole Miss. And this offensive line is a group that has had a lot of criticism on it, especially in pass pro. But with that Trinidad Chambliss rushing element, which is elite level, possibly even, I would say it is, even better than Jackson Dart, Lane's playing into his strengths with this offensive line. There's always been capable run blockers, and I think that they're playing at their highest level in at least a couple of years from a down-to-down basis. Under Lane Kiffin with Trinidad Chambliss at quarterback, do you see the same kind of thing, or is it just more smoke and mirrors? What do you think about the potential improvement of the offensive line and their contender status to help continue to support Trinidad?
Yeah, so I'll give you a I don't know, this isn't going to be a whole show of just congratulating Trinidad, but that does help. I've been in this situation before. Whenever I got to, so when I had Carson Palmer in Arizona, it was a much different blocking style and rushing style that I got from the defenders. When I got to Seattle, the way they rushed the quarterback was totally different because they wanted to keep him in the pocket. So I went from, and under no circumstance should I've only given up 3 sacks through like 7 games. Like this is not possible. It should be like 10. But when I was in Seattle, I only gave up 2 or 3 sacks maybe through the first 7 games because every rush was so tight. Right. They had to rush into me so that way they would try to basically two-hand press me and then kind of you don't want to rush upfield because as soon as you go rushing upfield, he's going to come right out of the lane and he's going to rush for 15 yards. So it was a lot easier to block for a guy that they were worried about running. So that may be something, I had to really watch the film to see if that's actually how they're rushing. But a lot of times I guarantee coaches are saying, hey, do not rush up the field too far. This kid's going to, shoot out and, get 15 yards. So it was a lot easier to block for Russell Wilson than it was for Carson Palmer, who they knew he wasn't going to rush but 4 yards and slide. So that certainly helps the O-line having that. And then, man, we've just been balanced. I mean, you look at this week, they start trying to take the runaway a little bit. They start stacking the box, giving us one-on-ones outside. Well, he knew it. What I mean, the kids making plays and reading the defense at a really high clip. All week, man, we took the one-on-one outside. If you didn't have any safety over top, you want to try to stop our run, hell, I'm taking the one-on-one, and we burn them a couple of times. Well, now you got to back off. Well, now Lacey, now you got a little better running box. So it's complementing each other, and that's what good offenses do. You know, hell, if you're going to stack the box, we'll throw it outside or trend out a run. Or if you want to back off a little bit, play too high, we'll run on you. We're able to run the ball for 5 or 6 yards a pop. So it makes it a really tough, it makes it where you have to decide. And I think that's really helping our O-line as well, you know, in this process. So a defensive guy to decide, hey, do you want to force the kid to throw or do you want to, you want him and Lacey to run all over you? So it's been a really good balanced offense so far.
Kewon Lacey is a player at a position that Ole Miss did not have last year, and they still won 10 games for the third time in 4 years, but it cost them against Kentucky and Florida specifically, mm-hmm. losses to those teams. Kewon Lacey has been everything and more Ole Miss could want out of a running back. Who does he remind you of? Like when you have to put your eyes on him and scout him as a next level player, he doesn't have ideal size, but man, he's such a tough runner. I mean, he's, I think, second still in the nation in forced tackles missed. From a scout and evaluation standpoint, if you gave him a scout's look and scout eye, who does he remind you of, and how do you look at him as a next level player? Because again, not ideal size necessarily, but holy cow, that kid's just so tough.
Man, he runs hard. I can't put my finger on exactly. He's a little different. He's kind of slenderish too, but yeah. He runs hard. Can receive it decent, smooth. And I won't say Le'Veon Bell. He's not a Le'Veon Bell, but he's got kind of that build, that more slender running back build to him. But man, he just runs hard. He hits it well. Especially this past week when he got by the first line, he stuck his foot in the ground and just kind of got it uphill. He's a I don't know how he projects the next level, but I know that the way he reads it and the way he runs. I mean, he busts glass every time. He just runs hard, and that's something we hadn't had in a while. You know, to me, so I'd have to put my finger on really who he you know, compares to. It'd probably take me a minute to think about it, but he is he's one heck of a player, and I'm glad we freaking got him.
And his pass pro has been, that's what separated him. I mean, the running components we knew was good, but his ability to step up and pass pro, dude, that's what gets you to the league almost by default if you can do it like that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's being able to pass blocks a huge deal. Something people don't put a lot of value on, but being a step in there and you know, freaking protect, and that way they know, hey, well, whenever, you know, when we're third down, I can keep him in there. I don't know if it's a run or pass. You know, it gives you that option. That a lot of times, you know, when it's a pass, when they bring in their bigger back to block. So that it definitely helps me on the pass bro.
All right. One of the last things is kind of a quick hitter style here. Give me the Ole Miss player that has surprised you with how good they've been so far. Maybe you weren't expecting this coming into the year, but boy, they've really impressed you.
Buddy, Daquan Wright is everything right now. The kid is, I mean, he's a stud. I mean, he makes really good catches. I didn't think he was like it. I mean, I thought he was good last year. He's a good big body, but I mean, I think the kid is going to get some looks. I mean, I really do. I think he'll be an NFL guy. I think his body is, he's got a great frame. I think they'll slim him just a little bit to see if they can get like an extra step out of him because he's already a big, but man, that kid's kind of freaky. He's been one of the best tight ends we've ever had, in my opinion, as far as just he can block. He's a big body, the way he makes catches. I mean, that dude got some serious ball skills for a big man.
Defensively, is there a player that has surprised you in terms of what your expectations were and how they performed, good or bad? I mean, is there a player on defense that you've noticed for any number of reasons?
Man, I think defensively, which I like, my favorite one on defense, I think the one that's going to go the farthest is, there's two of them. I think Daugherty's got a chance to go pretty far, and I think the Womack kid from LSU, he has elite pass rush ability. Perkins is legit. I think you look at the play that he made. I almost say it was third down when he caught Nussmeier. I texted in a group. I said, that's why you recruit big-time players. Like, no other player is bending the hump like that and chasing down. Perkins gives you that Georgia, that Alabama speed, that it's just different, man. Those guys prevent 15-yard runs all the time and turn it into a 4-yard run just by being able to track them down and track the ball. But my three on defense that I think are just elite level, I think Daugherty's a really good ball player. I think Womack's pass rush ability is pretty special. You know, he could be a high sack guy, and I think that and Womack's LSU kid, right? That's the
– Yep.
Yeah, I was about to say, I keep freaking it out. But the and then the Perkins. Perkins is just, man, if Perkins had any size, like if he was a bigger dude, he'd be like the, I mean, he wouldn't
he'd
be.
He'd be Micah Parsons. He just doesn't have the weight.
Yeah, no shit. That's exactly what it'd be like. But the way he tracks down it, he still makes plays and he's that size. I don't know where you put him, but I know when he's out there, he tracks it. I mean, he saves a lot of plays. Like I'm telling you, when he bent the hump and came back and caught Nussmeier from, I said, dude, that's only something God can teach right there. There ain't a coach out there that can. That's just some natural bend, and I mean, that was a big time play.
Well, one of the last times I talked to you before the season, I can't remember exactly what the record prediction was, but you thought 8-4, 9-3 was probably the floor. Now that they're 5-0 and 3-0 with a bye week before Washington State and then Georgia and Oklahoma, what's your updated, revised record prediction if you had to make one?
I think the worst, the most disastrous we could go is 9-3. That would be us losing three road games. I think all the other ones we should be fine. And I think we obviously will win the bye week, and then we'll we'll turn around and.
Did any of your Ole Miss teams, former Ole Miss team, ever lose a bye week? I can't remember.
I don't know, man. I had a few that may have lost a bye week if we scrimmage each other.
Like they went. I just remember. I can't remember. Did B. Bolden go fishing when Houston didn't want him to during the bye week, and he suspended him for Alabama? Like all the yeah, like I it's nonsense. Remember. The bye week's the bye week. Let them be. You know, let them be human beings.
Yeah, that's not a bye week. You still practice a few times during that week. It's not like you actually get the full week off. I think the absolute worst would be 9-3. I think 10-2 is very realistic. I think if you win either Georgia or Oklahoma on the road, realistically, if we can win one of those and keep the other one pretty tight, I think we stay in the top eight, top seven, pretty easily. You win both of those, buddy. We're on a whole nother conversation. I mean, if you somehow could beat Georgia and Oklahoma, you're the number one team in the country.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. The interesting thing is when you think about the projected playoff field and you look at the other contenders, Miami, Ohio State, Georgia, Alabama has come on. Ty Simpson's done some great things comparatively with what we know about college football as of week now six. How would you compare Ole Miss's formula with Trinidad Chambliss, its identity, as far as if it does get into that playoff race, really making a run for a national championship? Do they have staying power because of what the identity they formed?
There's so much parity right now. There isn't one team you look at and say, oh, man, they're automatically going to win it. Because you look at Ohio State, they have a ton of great athletes. The quarterback's okay. I mean, he's not somebody that you're really scared of. Outside of them, they look pretty good. Oregon looks – I mean, these are all teams that nobody's scared of. I'm just gonna be honest with you. Like, I don't think there's just that one team that's just out of this world. You know, and I don't know if it's NIL, you know, that's really, you know, created this, but you know, heck, I think Vandy is just as good as anybody. So yeah, who would ever thought that? Vandy's pretty solid too. So I mean, they all look – I think anybody can beat anybody. It's just gonna be a matter of who gets the favorable schedule, who gets the good matchups, who stays healthy. So I'm not scared to play any of these people. I don't think anybody in our fan base, I don't think Lane would be scared to play anybody. I mean, LSU's as talented as it comes. I mean, there's dudes all over that field. And I think it's funny Lane's making the jokes about the DBs costing, you know, whatever. But, I don't think there's a game out there where you would say, oh, man, Ole Miss is going to be two touchdown underdog. I don't see that game.
Well, I look at this team and I see a college football playoff contender, especially with the way they've protected the ball. And they can really control tempo and the clock with their ability to just grind you down with these Trinidad Chambliss type runs. So Ole Miss seems to be in it for the long haul this season in 2025-26. He's Bradley South, former Ole Miss offensive lineman, 8-year NFL veteran here on Talk of Champions, powered as always by Riverland Roofing. Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297. Riverland Roofing has been such a good friend to me for so long, and I'm so thankful for them. Brad says he'll be back next week. So folks, go to the Ole Miss on 3 site. Go tag at OM Sowell on the board. And make sure his butt shows back up here. He can get a little spotty. You know, he can ghost me at times. But I feel like, you know, the people want to hear from you, Brad. So next week, we come back on before Washington State. We set the stage. Does that sound like a date?
We're back, baby. We're back.
We're back. We're back. He's Bradley South. Thank you, friend. I'll talk to you next week.
See you, man. Howdy, toddy.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.